This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Switt's Morning Devotions. I was interested to see an article about a book by Russ Harris called The Happiness Trap. Not a new book. It sold quite a lot of copies around the world. Why? Because each of us want to be happy, and that's usually a problem. We're not happy. The last chapter in Cinderella, and the last verse says, "And they lived happily ever after." The same thing with Sleeping Beauty. Snow White, the last verse, "They lived happily ever after." We all long for that fairy tale ending. We're not asking much. We just want to be able to live happily ever after. Most people associate happiness with pleasure. You ask people, what do you want out of life? Usually, I want to have fun. I want to be happy. I want to feel good. And these are the different words of saying pleasure. We use the phrase like, if it feels good, do it, or if it doesn't feel good, avoid it. And that's why we, as a people, spend billions of dollars each year on entertainment. We have pleasure, the thrill seekers. But here's the problem. Our flesh is never satisfied. It always wants more. Is that why we want the latest gadgets or electronic equipment, just to give us one more burst of happiness? There are some people who have what's called an Oklahoma kind of happiness. Oklahoma was that well-known musical many years ago. And one song from the musical goes like this. Oh, what a wonderful morning. What a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way. There it is. That's the goal. Everything's going my way. I'll be happy. Now, this means that people spend an inordinate amount of time and money, energy, trying to manipulate their own happiness so that they realize they can be happy. But the sad reality is that there comes a time when you realize that all your time and your skills and energy and all your money cannot manipulate the happenings so that they happen to happen in the way you want the happenings to happen. And that means unhappiness is usually inevitable. Well, I mentioned that book by Russ Harris. He says, we all want it. We all strive for it. Even the Dalai Lama has said, the very purpose of life is to seek happiness. But what exactly is this elusive thing that we're looking for? He said the word happiness has two very different meanings. One, it refers to a feeling, a sense of pleasure or gratification. We all enjoy, he says, happy feelings. It's no surprise that we chase them. However, like all our other feelings, feelings of happiness, he says, don't last. No matter how hard we try to hold onto them, they slip away every time. And as we shall see, a life spent in pursuit of those feelings in the main is unsatisfying. In fact, the harder we pursue pleasurable things, the more we're likely to suffer from anxiety and depression. And he says the other meaning of happiness is a rich, full and meaningful life. And he said when we take action on the things that matter in our hearts, when we consider things that are valuable and worthy, and when we clarify what we stand for in life, our lives become rich and full and meaningful, and we experience a powerful sense of vitality. This is not some fleeting moment. It's a profound sense of life well lived. That's a quote from Russ Harris, his book, The Happiness Trap. If you ask parents what they want for their children, most parents would probably say, I want my kids to be happy. If a person's happy, it covers a lot of problems. We probably have all known individuals who've lost money, a house or a job, and yet, these people continue to have a sense of gladness in their lives. You can lose a lot, but you can still be happy. I heard about the father who told his little boy to sit down at the table, and he was getting a bit exasperated and said, I want you to sit down or I'll spank you. And the little boy sat down reluctantly, was pouting, and he said to his dad, listen, Dad, I may be sitting down on the outside, but I'm standing up on the inside. That little fellow didn't realize, but he was putting out there a principle that regardless of what's happening on the outside, we can choose how to respond on the inside for better or not. You see, God made us to be happy by trusting him. Everything else will fall into place. Jesus said, I've come in order that you might have life, and life in its fullest. Thank you, dear Lord. We know that happiness does not consist of things, but of you. May that be so for me today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.